Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Yo, yo, what up, what up, what up? What's good on this Sunday, December 31st, man? New Year's Eve. If you're viewing live, the first couple minutes, the signal may be a little weak. I told y'all, man, I switched them up house, and it seemed like it'd take like 2 or 3 minutes for everything to be kosher. So if it's like doing the Matrix and stuff, stick with your boy, okay? It'll work out. But yeah, man, we got a lot to talk about. We got the college bowl games, Cowboy and Lions game that took place yesterday. I know there's a lot of controversy. I'm going to discuss that. We got a lot of NFL games on tap today. That's why I wanted to come on at noon so I could get the hell up out of here by one, hopefully. I always say that. And then the show ended in 2 hours anyway. But salute to the usual suspects that show up. If you want to join the show live, use the link description on Facebook and on YouTube. If you're on Twitter, I can share it to actual tweet of this stream. So just let me know in the comment section if you want to join, if you want a link to the show, man. But where should we start? I guess we start with the Cowboys. The Cowboys Lions. Do y'all want to start with that, or you want to start with Georgia and Florida State game and all that I told you was that before? Are using right now. Y'all let me know in the comment section what you want. If it, I don't know if it, well, a lot of people ain't here yet because I just went Matter of fact, let me get my boy shaking here. Because I told him I'll send him the link when I go live, man. But this episode is sponsored by Able Insurance. Go to Able Insurance for all your insurance needs. That's home, auto, life, business, any insurance you need, man. The good people at Able Insurance, man. Been rocking with the Ball Hawk Show podcast since the very first episode ever. And we at season 10. Yeah. 10 years of doing this podcast. Yeah. Shout out to Believe Network as well. You know, you can find the Ball Hawk Show exclusively on Believe Network, but also on all major podcast platforms. So make sure you go to Believe Network. Check out all their podcasts that they have up there, man. A variety of sports podcasts up there. I see Zart in the building today looking like, hey, you got on scrubs?
No, man. I got my good, call my good credit outfit. Happy New Year, brother.
Well, pre-New New Year. Year tomorrow.
Yeah, there we go. You know, this is my Home Depot good credit outfit. You know, black, it's called a black dad good. Yeah, you either wear all white or all black, doing a little track sweatsuit. You know,
yeah.
That means you don't scare the people, you know.
At least you got on Adidas pants too, right? You ain't got on Nike pants, do you?
Nah, I don't mismatch like that, man. I don't mismatch. Hey, man.
Well, Under Armour shoes and Reebok socks.
Hey, I got some new Crocs. I got some red Crocs for Christmas. You know, I had the yellow joints. The
yellow joints, yeah.
I got the Papa Smurfs on today.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I got the Papa Smurfs on, man.
Hey, did you, so let me ask you a question. When you went to did you go to Home Depot, you said?
I went to Home Depot this morning.
All right, what you do with your grocery cart? What you do with the cart?
You put it back, man. My things have not changed from 3 years ago. If you don't put your grocery cart back, man. We can't trust you got bad credit. It is what it is.
I mean, it's past the holidays, your credit might be bad. So you was like, the hell with this damn grocery cart.
Well, yeah, but, you know, I try to set an example for the rest of the people. This old white lady, she seen me, and she said, oh, let me go ahead and put my grocery cart back. You know what I did for her?
What looked she did at for her?
She knew she was wrong, so I took her grocery cart and put it back for her.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, man.
This is a good man, man.
Yeah, man. Couple things I want to talk to you about for you. I don't want to hijack your show, man.
Hey, man, you do what you do, brother.
2024, man. I'm trying to get... They call me Uncle Ruckus.
You embrace that.
Yeah, I do, and I'm going to really embrace it. Something happened to me last night, man. And I went fishing last night. Got home about 3 a.m. I pull up. My next door neighbor got his lights on in his car like he about to go to work. Because I know me and him kind of work weird hours and stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I take my stuff and put it in the house. And I got some DJ stuff that I got in there. I'm going to put it in the house too, right?
Yeah.
Bag, you know, wires, a couple hard drives and stuff like that. I like to leave that stuff in there overnight. Man, I come out three minutes later, put my fishing poles and my cooler up. There's two dudes in my car. And they looking at me, I'm looking at them, bruh.
Uh-oh.
I still got it. Two young jits, too.
What you mean? You still got it? What you got?
I ran after they punk ass.
Oh, you chased them?
Bruh, chased them down the goddamn street. Motherfucker had my bag with my wires and shit. Motherfucker dropped the bag. He noticed. He said, this old dude, he got some speed to him. I got to drop the bag. We got to lighten the load. We got to get the fuck up out of here. He dropped my bag in the street and shit. And I said, it was 3 o'clock in the morning. I said, you come back on bust a cap in your black ass. And I was, bro, they ran. One dude went left. The other dude went right. 2 minutes later, I see a little Hyundai speed off. That was the getaway car. So apparently they was dropped off. My neighbor comes out. He rubbing his eyes. Hey, what's going on, man? What's going on? I'm like, bro, you just didn't get home from work? No, man, I heard some rattling going on. I came out. I said, bro, they was in your car while I pulled up. And I didn't know. I thought he was in there chilling. You know how you get home, you just be like, you be pondering shit.
Yeah.
That's I thought he was in the car doing that. man, I went in my house, came out, they was in my car. I said, man, bruh, it's a good thing.
You nosy.
I almost made a bad decision.
It was a good thing you nosy, though, because if you nosy, they would have got y'all.
Yeah, they would get, bro, they, well, they got him, because that was his old lady car. He was like, man, what? He went in the little, she got a Lexus truck. She opened the door. He was makeup and shit everywhere, man. I was like, God damn. So, but like I said, I'm trying not to hold us black people. You know, crime has no color. I'm trying not to hold us black people, you know, just, you know, man, I'm not going to do my Uncle Ruckus thing. But what? Come on, man. It's black on black crime. You seen I was black. And you did it anyway.
Why you say it's black on black crime? Ain't no such thing as black on black crime.
Because you seen I was the victim. You saw me walk into the house. You saw I was a black man. And you still committed the crime. I don't know what they didn't really take. They took some change and shit. Because, like I said, I went in the house for 3 minutes.
So somebody said, I'm just only going to rob white people. What type of thief is that? What's the...
Hey, then whoever said that, fight through the Dennis Rodman screen, man. Just fight through the screen, bro.
What happened?
I mean, bro, like I said, crime has no color. Why mm-hmm. commit the crime? You seen I was a black man, and you still gonna try to rob me.
You mean why even just be a criminal anyway?
Yeah, just why? I gotta move to a different neighborhood, man. I need some diversity in my neighborhood. I need some nosy neighbors like myself. I do, man. I do.
Yeah.
You know. But anyway, I'm going to get out of here. Hawk, there's one thing I do want to address. I know you probably got a schedule. Man, Florida State some suckers, man.
All right, yeah, get in. Talk about that. Talk about Florida State.
I mean, they got their ass whooped. I ain't going to lie.
Yeah.
But
you knew that going in once you saw how many people opted out.
Well, that's the thing, bro. You got motherfuckers opting out. Like, I can't tell another man what to do with his college career.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a camaraderie to your with your brothers and your team. You got really? UGA walking in. And the only people that's opting out for UGA is probably you hurt or you got NFL draft, you know, coming up, this and that, whatever. I get it.
Okay.
But as many dudes that opted out for FSU because they still salty over first the ACC joint and then being left out of the mm-hmm. college championship. Come on, man. You let them dudes get obliterated. Like the time where we from, and I'm sure dudes still opted out. It's just like, I'm not playing, dog. We all not playing. Why subject? Those are not really your brothers. And I understand. Dudes got a chance to play that don't normally play, but it showed. Mm-hmm. We talking about a running back. And in the fourth quarter, 10 carries, 105 yards. That's ridiculous, bro. For FSU, FSU's supposed to be 4 to 5 deep at every position. Historically. You know, Florida State, they're so good in the past, it don't matter who they put on the field, they're going to compete regardless. That's some bullshit, mm-hmm. man. You know, so if I'm a player for FSU on the team, I'm looking at my dude like, bro, you wasn't really hurt. You're not going to the NFL. What, you going to hit the transfer? Some bullshit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So if they transferring, why should they play?
Well, if they transfer, they transfer. You can't help that. All right. You want to be good for next season. I understand that. But you got motherfuckers transferring. Huh?
So are you – I'm going to cut you off. So
yeah.
If a guy sits out – so if there is a guy on Florida State that sat out and still on the team next year, you got an issue with them.
Yeah, if they sat out
and they leaving, you don't have an issue.
Nah, because it's okay. Business. If you get hurt, all Florida State gonna say is, "Well, we'll see you later." I get it.
Because I think majority of those guys I think all of them. I don't think any of them coming back to Florida State.
Oh, that's, they better not.
From my understanding.
After that ass whooping.
So when we, because like this, I'm not coming at you, but it is a narrative out here that a lot of people use on social media, and they say, you're letting your brothers down, you're opting out. This foot guys is even going to the NFL. And I want to know one player that played football get mad at their brother for not playing in the game because they going to draft. I don't want to find one that because I keep hearing folks say, you letting your brothers down. You're not fulfilling your scholarship. I want to see one player that said that because I've seen just people that are fans of the sport use that stance. And that shows this can to me that they're showing that they are being selfish for the entertainment. And I get that. Like, that's just showing from the entertainment optics. You're like, you're letting your brothers down. But from somebody who's been behind the wall, they're like, no, they're not. Because I would get mad if you were my teammate and I see Czars getting ready for the draft. So you're like, I'm not going to play in this bowl game. All right. Hey, man, go train. And it's a bowl game too, bro. It's a bowl game. I'm just going to be honest with folks. It's a bowl game. It ain't the playoff. Now, the playoff are different because you want to win the big trophy. So now, a player may feel a certain way if you ain't there in the playoff because they still competing for the biggest prize. But these participation bowls, come on, nobody wear mayonnaise, bro.
Me and Mike Taylor talked about that yesterday. We had about a 30-minute conversation, man. These bowl games got to go. The Chippewa Nuts Bowl and the Omaha Wee Whacker Steak Bowl. Get them out of here, bro. When we was growing up.
I disagree. Not from a developmental standpoint, not from the aspect of these universities that need that extra cash that bowl game bring.
I get it.
You know what I'm saying? You can use the bowl practices are gearing towards the next year. So you start getting younger guys ready, get them some experience. Like, it's a springboard. So that's important. I get it's hard for a fan and a consumer to keep up with them. But from somebody who's trying to run a program, a coach is trying to build a program, a recruiting tool is, hey, we have postseason play. Look at the gifts. Look at that. Like, you need that. That's a bargaining tool.
I get it's a bargaining chip, but you have to admit, the bowl game is watered down. I mean, you can have bowls, add about three or four more bowls. But this is out of control. Because, like, when we was growing up, you had, what, eight major bowl games? The Sugar Bowl, the Cotton Bowl. You know, it was major, bowls.
It was a lot of games when we were coming up. It was a lot of bowls.
Yeah,
we
but just now didn't. It's just like, you got a team that's 6-6. Like, when we was growing up, 6-6, your ass is sitting home. There ain't no goddamn bowl game for you.
No, stop. I went to a bowl game at 6-6. It's like, stop, Czar.
When? Look.
My last year at UVA, we played Georgia in Hawaii. We were 6-6.
Y'all played where?
We played in Hawaii. We played Georgia. We won six games. Back then, you needed to win six games to be eligible for a bowl. Yeah, bro. Ain't nothing changed. Like, these old heads, like, hey, today's man, game is soft.
What game? What bowl was that?
The Oahu Bowl. We went to Hawaii. I had never been to Hawaii. We got big screen TVs as a gift.
I know. I know the Oahu Bowl.
So we played where the Pro Bowls was played at.
Yeah. Any trip to Hawaii for a young man and his family. Yeah,
it's awesome.
Did they hook y'all up? Like, were your people able to go?
No. You just, your people's enough. No matter what game you go to, they're not going to pay for your people to go.
Oh, okay.
It's just school officials. Yeah, school officials. Yeah. And
okay, so yeah. Wait a minute. What was Georgia's record?
This is the same. Six wins. That's all it took. Six wins. They just started the five wins then. Now. All it took was six wins.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, put it like this. I'm glad you had a good bowl experience.
It's a participation game.
Yeah, man. UVA don't need that. Georgia didn't need that.
What are you talking about? Bro, you going to play like...
Probably, like, you know.
Who going to turn that down? So, East Bowl game, we went... Like, the Peach Bowl, we won nine games. So, we was playing Georgia that year. But then the next year... Yeah, then the next year, we played in the Micron PC Bowl versus Illinois in Florida. Yeah,
I get it, man. I'm not a fan the no name bowls. I get it. You don't, business. You don't watch
them. Why are you like? That's the thing. You don't watch them,
bro. I cut the TV on. I'm watching the Central Michigan Chippewas.
Yeah.
Versus. Oh, wait a minute. Okay, this game, Liberty versus Oregon. Man, yeah. Bruh, Liberty about to get the feathers beat off of them.
Man, don't do that to Liberty.
I support VA. They have no business. They're not ready for that. It's going to be a recruiting tool for Liberty. It's going to be a practice game for Oregon. Them boys, man, I don't know if Bo Nix is playing. They're going to beat the feathers off of Liberty, man. Just off of the uniforms. Just off of the strength, bro. Liberty need to go to, they can go to the Home Depot Bowl, the Tony the Tiger Frost Bowl or whatever. But you will play Oregon? Nah, man. That's a little bit much, you know. So
yeah.
What do you think about the matchup?
You're gonna see the difference between the two teams in the trenches. That's always level. Deion said that, and people thought he was making excuses and stuff, but that's the difference between levels of teams. Like when you talk about a good team versus a great team, both can have very good skill guys, game changing skill guys. The trenches is where you always see the difference. And that's in any game. Like we take Florida State and Georgia yesterday. Florida State had 3D linemen sitting down. I mean, a lot of their starters were gone from this top tier defense they had all year. And Georgia was mauling them. Mauling their ass. Like, get up out of here.
Grading them.
Get out of here. You know what I'm saying? So when it comes to Deion in Colorado, anytime they play somebody good, what was it? It's get up out of here. His line was getting their ass whipped. I mean, like, that's why Deion's making it a point now.
You better get me now. These
but the easiest thing for Deion to get with his influence is what? Skill guy.
The skill guys. Yeah.
He was a skill guy. Why do you think he brought in Warren Sapp?
So he get the D-lineman.
I need to get influence. Exactly. So, you know, influence goes a long way, but as a head coach, you have what's the word I'm looking for? You have something that you have. Yeah, you have a certain influence and you have a gift, like a gift that you can hone in as far as like a certain side of the ball or a certain position. Like Nick Saban, lo and behold, a lot of people don't realize Nick Saban coached DBs. Nick Saban always get top DBs.
Yeah.
I know he get the crumb of the crumb, period, but look at his DBs. He get very good DBs.
Yep. You know Just like with Dre Blyles in Carolina,
he was getting them corners.
Yeah, some of the top DBs were like, "Hey, Dre Bly." You know.
Yeah, he got the young boy from 757. I forgot his name. Transferred to Texas A&M. Was it? I start with a G. Groves. Damn, I forgot his name. I know it's Pop. Damn, it's called Pop's OGs. But anyway, he had got him. You know what I'm saying? He was a top flight. So. My man Alex, the only kid he would have an exception for if he sat out of his playoff game was Michael Penix Jr., the quarterback from Washington who had a history of injuries. And he think he should sit out.
I mean, I can see both sides of what people are talking about, but like it's brotherhood, man. Like if you forget, like you said, if you're getting ready for the draft, hey dog, this is a business. But see, they didn't teach us that back in the day like it is now, because it was all about, man, put it on the line. It's so many players in the past that got messed up in the bowl game that didn't really make it to the NFL because they got injuries and stuff like that. You know, because it was a coach was like, hey man, tough it out. Don't worry about it, it'll be okay. And then you just discard it later on in your life. Now, it's like a financial plan. Like you were saying, my body is, I think you said it, my body's like my business. I got to protect it. You know, it's just, this is my livelihood. So I get it. I definitely get it, bro.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people, A lot of people truly are angered because for many years, nobody wanted to tell the athlete that they are a walking business. They just want, you know, they walk in entertainment, but with entertainment comes the business side. So everybody could be selfish, but the entertainer. And that seems like isn't any realm, whether it's the actor that's holding out for more money for this movie or the WWE wrestler, like anybody that is the entertainer, we won't let them be. They got to be selfless because they got to entertain us. They got to do it for us. But yeah, man, I just think we just got to continue to. The more we stop thinking about the yesteryears, the more and easier it can become to digest new brand of college sports. It really is. Like everybody always screams parity. I want parity. I'm tired of the same teams going. You know, I'm out of Bama, always in a championship game. I'm tired of this, tired of that. If you think about the transfer portal, and if it's hard for teams to consistently be good, that's in itself parity, right? Because you just don't know who's really going to be good because of the transfer portal.
Yep.
So right, if you really like parity, you're going to embrace this transfer portal because it's going to cause chaos. So every single – unless you're – now, if you're a season ticket holder, you're going to hate shit. You know what I'm saying? If you're a donor, you're going to hate the shit. I get that. Because your heart, you want your return on your investment. So I agree with – like, I hear those folks out for sure. Stephon, what's up, man?
What up? Right,
what's good with
what's
you?
What's up, Stephon?
What's good, Zai?
Man. Can't call it, bro. Can't call it, man.
Also – hey, did you want to talk about the FSU game, any?
No.
Huh? You said no?
No.
All right. No. Hey, bro, why your answer got to be so direct?
No. What did you say?
Why your answer got to be so direct?
Because it is.
I do have... Before I go, Ahmad, I do got one more question, man. The Russell Wilson thing.
Yeah, let's talk about Russell Wilson.
I'm getting so many DMs and stuff like that.
I know you are a fan of the Broncos, so yeah, you be
there. Yeah, I'm looking like, man, leave me alone. But see, people are putting their personal opinion on it now, like it's a violation of the CBA and stuff like that. I want your opinion on it. I don't think it is, because we straight up business is business. We asked you to restructure, or we're basically trying to restructure your contract. We overpaid you by the way. Within 2 years, we got 11 wins. People talking about we did Russell wrong. Oh, we want you to sit out, and you know we trying to recoup some money.
Okay. Now, hell no.
Huh?
Hell no. Trying to take some money. You agree to pay me, man? But, man, it's not my fault you overpaid me. It's not my fault you overpaid me. Y'all let me hoodwink y'all out y'all money. That's y'all fault. Dumbass.
Right. You're right, bro. You're right. But, I mean, I just...
It's about time the black man went up the white man anyway.
Knew I was going to hate that. Shake, what's good? Alex, what's good with you, my guy?
What's good? Y'all get me?
Yeah.
You got the purple rain. You got a purple rain light. Okay. I see you, Prince. All right.
Hey, so here's the thing, Zard, that, you know, because I shared something on Facebook about them saying that they possibly did violate the CBA, NFLPA. They asked Russ to restructure. And in the midst of Russ not restructuring, he's now being benched. And everybody knows why he's been. It ain't you can't say it's performance. You really can't say it's performance. Like, it's hard to say performance comes to Russ this year. Last year, you could have did the shit.
It's really the player's fault. You know what I'm saying? Like, MLB went on strike. The NBA, they went on strike. And they got guaranteed contracts. The NFL players, they just need to bite the bullet, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Miss a couple checks and get guaranteed money. You know what I'm saying? Like, then they negotiating skills is so whack. Like, you know what I'm saying? Y'all let yeah. Roger Goodell have too much power, you know what I'm saying? Just sit out for a cause. Until y'all do that, y'all gonna this shit like this gonna keep happening to players, you know.
I would agree. Out of all the sports, what's crazy is football is the most violent, physical,
right?
And your longevity is not guaranteed. Like baseball, I think is the less physical. Them dudes riding a pine getting 20 million and never right. see the field. You know, so yeah. that something does need to change when it comes to the negotiation of the guaranteed contracts and stuff like that, football versus other sports. I
totally agree with you on that. So at the same time, like, I think, like, ownership and, like, certain media figures have done a really good job of making us believe, not us, but like, people in general, like, oh, if you take a pay cut, oh, you know what I'm saying, we'll make the team better and we could possibly win. Like, last person I could think of, Derek Carr. Derek Carr took a pay cut to have his best friend, I'm not exaggerating, the dude was in his wedding. Devontae Adams come to the Raiders. He took a pay cut. They restructured his contract. Boom. 1 year gone. Up out of here. And nobody, and I'm not saying nobody has to care, but that's why I'm always root for my team, but at the same time, I always want the players to get their money because I know how cutthroat it can be. I think the same thing happened with Victor Cruz. Victor Cruz got paid. He got hurt. Boom. They got him up out of here. Like, it's cutthroat. Now, will there ever be fully guaranteed contracts? Probably not. But, like, I just wish us as fans as a whole would stop, like, in a sense, like, pestering a lot of these guys. Like, oh, well, you play in Dallas. You could get so many sponsorships after you finish playing. But I'm not worried about that. Like, I want this money from my employer right here, right now. Like, I don't know. That's just something I always bother me.
I know. I think you're right, man. Because, I mean, sponsorships are one thing, but, like, there's nothing like guaranteed money. But I think.
Exactly.
If they're going to do that, they're going to have to kind of ease into it. And what I mean by this is, like, just say, like, Ahmad, who was the quarterback for the Saints? The backup quarterback, Taysom Hill.
Taysom Hill signed a $100 million contract.
Yeah, but only 30 or 50 was guaranteed or something like that?
Well, yeah, because they had a bunch of funny money. He had to win the Super Bowl to get, like, $2 million or just some, it was some wild stuff. But, like, what if, right, they just say to hell with the salary cap? I heard you say plenty of times your owners got money. What if they just say, all right, free fall? You just pay for it.
Right.
Yeah, I'm kidding.
No, I know he do say that. Your owners got money. My owners got money.
I know the Walters got money. Jerry got money. I'm just saying.
But I bet you Walton won't be throwing money around though to win. I know they won't.
That's why
we're talking about Walmart. Hold on. What they known for? Walmart, right?
Cheap.
Walmart just ain't giving shit away just to get away.
No, they not. They ain't being
it's a hustle. Nothing. Hell yeah. This shit ain't cheap for nothing. They ain't no buy one, get one free for nothing.
But just like if you gonna pay the players, Let's say Barry Sanders back in the day. Barry Sanders signed a $50 million, $60 million, everything guaranteed. Not this $100 million, you know, it's just astronomical. Like, ain't nobody going to pay that in the NFL. Just be real. We're going to pay Barry, we're going to pay Dak Prescott $75 million for 4 years. All that.
And I have no issue with that.
Huh?
I'm with you, Zoe. I'm with you right now. You know why?
What? We on the same page finally?
Why, this is why. Because I do not like when these players sign these 6 and 7 year deals. Hell no. I ain't going that far. Give me 3 or 4 years.
Ezekiel contract.
Give me 3 or 4 year deals. You know what I'm saying? 3 or 4 year deal. I give you 3. I want no long-term deal. For what?
Yep.
There's a lot of things that's going to change after years away.
That's like I like the way Deion used to navigate. You know what I'm saying? Like he kept it real short and sweet. You know what I'm saying? So
Deion was a straight up mercenary, bro. Yeah, I mean that's what it boils down to. Like I'll be a hired mercenary. Like, that's why when people always say, and Alex alludes to this, hometown discount. Man, fuck that. If I'm the guy that you love the most, why the fuck am I taking a discount? And you giving Joe Schmo, who from Planet Pluto, who just joining us, you're going to overpay him.
Planet Pluto.
But the guy that's the person you love, you're going to make me take a cut.
Ahmad, you train your life to be a football player, not an accountant, bro. Y'all people in that office, y'all figure that stuff out. That's not my problem. My job, get on up. What's up?
No, go ahead. Go ahead, because you cooking.
My job is to get on that field. Hold on, God. My job is to get on that field and give y'all the best product possible. Now, with that being said, I want this money. The other guy, that's not my issue. Now, granted, there have been some guys who have taken pay cuts to keep people around, but that was their personal choice. My personal choice is to get my money, all right? I know we've had a lot of conversations back and forth on Twitter about X amount of millions versus the ring. Y'all can have all that camaraderie, you know what I'm saying? Y'all go back 10 years later, give me my money. Because as many stories as they are about guys getting together and enjoying and embracing about a ring, there's just as many stories about guys pawning and selling that Super Bowl ring because they went broke. Give me my money.
That's a good point. Damn good point.
I shouldn't be looked at as less of a player just because I don't want to take a pay cut after you agree these terms. That's just like when we get mad. So we do get mad at players. Le'Veon Bell, that got a year left and say, I want my money now. You be like, man, honor your contract. Well, shit, with Russ, they ain't saying no honor the contract with Russ. Everybody looking, well, Russ, you haven't won this many games. And
Russ
this
got
is
paid,
your
though, man.
Check this out, right? You got a job, right?
Yeah.
Imagine this, because I have to break it down for some of my coworkers like this. All right. Let's say I'm doing a really good job at my job. Now, my boss wants to give me a $5 raise. What if I say, you know what? I don't want the $5. Ahmad, you've been doing a good job. Give him a dollar. Zar, you've been doing a good job. Give him $1.50. Said, you've been doing a good job. Give him 50 cents. When I said that, Ahmad, they said, well, that sounds crazy. I said, it's the exact same thing, bro. They employees, they're all getting paid. Your pay raise shouldn't affect or alter mine. That's completely separate and up to the people who are above us. And when you break it down like that, it's so simple, but like people just don't see it that way because they're on the TV. But it's legit the same exact thing, just more money, obviously.
I like that. I like that. Yeah. I ain't heard nobody break it down like that. What? I was out here cooking this morning. This afternoon.
Yeah, but you know, you're right, man. Just like we all got jobs.
Hey, you can cut him off, Steve.
I had an opportunity to get a raise, and human capital came at me. You know, they went over my numbers. They said, hey, how much do you want? I said, hey, I want this. They said, we can't give you that, but we'll give you this. And I'm looking like, bruh, all I'm asking for is a $3 raise. You trying to give me a 25-cent raise. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy because, like, I know you got to what they say, you got to know your worth.
Know your worth, yes.
And I went into human capital. I went into human capital. They wasn't ready for this. We were negotiating. They said, well, Czar, why do you think you need this much money? I said, well, first of all, I'm in Florida, which the pay rate is a little bit lower versus someone in Carolina or someone in New York or someone in Texas. So what are we doing? That fucked them all up. They was like, whoa. I said, my position, Susie Q over here working for the same company is getting paid $28 an hour. Why am I getting like $3 less? You know? So to me, you just got to know your worth and stand by your guns, bro. That's all.
You got to. Say, what's up, man? You going to the Bucks game today, right?
Good afternoon. I'm on that ain't right now, so y'all
it's
might
still more than one, man.
What you said?
So it's still more than one, man. But I forgot y'all hour ahead.
Right? Yeah, that's true. Salute to Alice with the good enemy shirt on, my guy. Appreciate that.
I came in here talking. I hear y'all talking about Simp Boy. Yeah.
Why? What, man?
We don't need Simp. It's 2024. We don't need your negativity, man. we don't need your negativity.
Hey, nobody was gonna say it, so I was gonna be the one to say it.
He's a nice guy. Russ is a very nice guy.
All I'm gonna say is Pete Carroll looks like a genius now.
Why you say that?
Yeah, how you look? What he got from him?
Bro, this trade is better than a Herschel Walker trade.
it was. I mean, they got us. I don't know who. Somebody need to. Some heads need to roll. Elway might have to go. Somebody got to go.
It ain't like the roll, bro. When like, Herschel won't doing nothing though. Like at least Russ was doing something this year.
But
in premise though, it is worse man. Than. With all the trades that they got.
But, bro, the Vikings didn't cut Herschel, though.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you got to bite the bullet, bro. If we cut Russ, Jared Stidham.
How stupid y'all cut him, bro. Off.
Bro, if you y'all... Like... Bro, if it? you can't brag about them three rings ever again.
Shit. Why not? Bro, I can brag about them goddamn rings, bro.
Bro, you gonna be on Charlemagne Donkey of the Day for 3 years straight.
Hey, I'm gonna say this. The Broncos, we in turmoil right now. It's never ending. I'm gonna have to pull the parachute for a couple years and go with the green and gold. You know what that is.
See, man, I hate that. Man, y'all
the team that you own.
Yeah.
He owns some of the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah. And speaking of Packers, where is Robert T. Green at?
He's still around. He just don't be on.
His guys have a great season. I ain't seen Robert T. Green nowhere.
Me and him gonna get together. We're gonna drop something for y'all. You know what I'm saying? Okay. We got something in the works.
Because you know, I miss Robert T. Green where he goes. You know, you do the self-plug. I am.
Let me see if I can get him.
The only athlete, you know, this is the Robert T. Green voice. I am the agent that has the only athlete that has the self-value and no other deals, and he did it himself. And, you know, I miss Robert T. Green's voice, man. Get him up here, bro, when you can. That's all.
I'm going to hit him up on Twitter. I'm going to get him up here just for you.
Yeah. his guy is playing some ball.
Bang. I mean, he played good last year.
No, this year he's playing even better though. Like,
I'm just saying he was playing at a high level last year. Also, I was just saying like this ain't the first year.
Yeah, yeah.
Jake, what up, Jake?
It's good.
Hey, man. Ain't you supposed to be chanting today?
Right, y'all better handle y'all business today, man.
Oh, we are. Three-peat. And a four-peat about to happen today.
Nah. See, Baker's going to bake it today.
Mm, no, he ain't.
He said what? Baker's going what?
I said a three-peat and a four-peat going to happen today.
What's the four-peat?
Four-game whim streak on them bum-ass ain'ts.
Hey, well, speaking of bums real quick, Sam Howell played. So y'all, those of y'all that bet, Sam Howell anytime intercepted. 12 out of 15 weeks.
What's the
12 out of 15 weeks even through one? So you know what I'm saying? Y'all do that information with y'all will. You know, yeah. He good for it.
I do want to transition though, since we're in the NFL. Yes, last night's game. Detroit versus the Cowboys. Your thoughts on the 2-point debacle and how well Dak played.
I didn't see the game.
But Dak played well. I just seen so many stories, so many variations of this 2-point shit. I don't know what to believe. So, any side of the story, you got it, bro. So,
come on. I think until until like there's like some clear audio of what those two players said when they walked by the ref, I think it's all going to be up to speculation. Because you can easily say, well, why were they so close to the ref? But at the same time, you can also say, why would they get that close to the ref if they didn't, you know what I'm saying, check? But, I mean, first off, I mean, I don't think they should have been in that situation had, you know, certain quarterback taking care of the ball better. But, you know, it is what it is. Also, I think at some point, you just got to keep extra point. I understand, you know, you want to win the game right then and there, but, bro, like, if I'm not mistaken, the seed really doesn't change much for them. The two or the three seed, I think, was at stake, but you're not getting the bye, so it kind of doesn't really matter. But, yeah, I just think they shouldn't have been in that situation to begin with, because I'm just not a fan of blaming the game on one play.
Okay.
Yeah. Outside of that, man, it was a good game.
Yeah, it was a really good game.
It was a good game. I mean, Dak, yeah, even outside of that one interception, bro, I didn't see a bad throw from him.
Yeah.
Oh, and Amari.
Beat a playoff team or a good team. I mean, I know it's going to be tainted a little bit, but they beat Detroit. Go ahead, Alex.
And this may come as a surprise as the resident Giants fan. I love every bit of Dak throwing the ball to CeeDee Lamb all night long, because I'm a big fan of, if I can just do this one thing and you can't stop it, I'm going to just spam it. I'm going to just keep doing it. Like,
doing it.
Under what circumstances are y'all going to figure out, hey, maybe CeeDee Lamb might be getting the ball, bro. Maybe we ought to do something. We ought to do something about that. And, I mean, they did adjust. I didn't go back and watch the film and really try and break down the defense. But, like, at some point, bro, you just got to be like, this man's just not going to feed us. And Pollard really wasn't doing too much last night. Towards the end of the game, he had a couple decent runs, but it's just like, it was CeeDee Lamb. And then he broke the record last night on that fumble he had. I thought that was funny. But yeah, like,
yeah.
I love it. If I could just do this one play and you can't, well, not one play, but if I could just keep throwing to this one man and you can't beat it, we just do it all night long. Everybody else, y'all just out there for exercise. Oh, well.
And, bro, that's going to be the downfall of the Cowboys. They can't run the ball.
Yeah. That
especially against a team like the 49ers.
Yep, because they can pin their ears back and come after you now.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. I mean, but
go.
CeeDee Lamb, you know, broke Michael Irvin's receiving record, and he did it in 16 games. I know a lot of people going to try to say, oh, he did it in 17. He actually did it in the 16th game. So respect to him for that. The game has changed. I'll let you know, Michael was balling back in the day. If this record still was standing after a pass-heavy lead like it is now,
Miami great. That's my
serving. You can hit the quarterbacks back then, man.
That's why those records respected. Like if Tyree gets 2,000, kudos to you.
Mm-hmm. A little different, but he did it in 16. He'd been on a tear for the past, like, I want to say, if you look at the past like 8 games, I think 100-yard games are like 150, 170. Thinking he was coming off back to back games where he was under 100, but he'd been cooking this year. He cooked last year.
Last 5 games, this man has not scored under 28 points in fantasy. So that tells you something.
He has not scored under 28.
He has not scored less than 28.
Jeez Louise. So now.
Got 40. Yeah, last night. Shit.
Yeah. So now, is Dak back in the MVP conversation?
No.
No.
I'm not doing this. No. I'm going to give him credit for the win, but no.
Hey, what's wrong?
Absolutely.
345 yards, 2 touchdowns versus the Lions.
If he wouldn't have had that pick, I would hate it, but people would have a legitimate argument.
That pick was awful. I'm not gonna lie, that pick was awful.
awful, bro.
And let's not, hey, look, in Ahmad, look, I understand he threw for a lot of yards, but let's not act like a third of the yards came on one play.
Yeah.
That was the 95 yards to 92. Didn't that tie the record or come close to the record for Cowboys all like furthest touchdown passes? I'm like, it was something like that, but
nah, hold on, Alex. If you're gonna do that, you gotta do the same shit to Brock Purdy. Because a lot of his yards come on a run after the catch.
Well no, I'm agreeing with you. Said, but what I'm saying is this. Wide receivers getting a bunch of yards after the catch, that's cool. But what I'm saying is one third of all his yards came from one play. It's cool if Brock Purdy throw a 5-yard pass and it go 80 yards. Like, I got no issue with that. But Dak numbers look good because one play is like a busted coverage. You take that one play away, and I hate doing that because it sounds like I'm being disingenuous, but it is a large portion of his yards.
I mean, if you
got like what, he still had like 250 something. You take away it,
yeah. No, it's still good. It's still good.
When that the Tua and Brock. I mean, it sounds like punishing explosive offenses.
Dang. I mean, ooh, I'm just not about to sit up here and praise. Well, I'm just not about to sit up here and praise the Cowboys all day long. I'm sorry, okay. Like, I see, you know what I'm saying. I gave him a little, you know, but look, I can't do this all day now.
All right, now we understand. Because at first, we were like, damn, because what Seth was saying to you made perfect sense. Like, well, shit, we're going to be looking at everybody. He plays and said, take that away. It's almost like that bad run. Got two runs of 60 yards. You like, but you take away those two 60-yard runs, and how many yards he had left? It's like, well, shit, them two runs broke that damn goal. We ain't do nothing else.
And I also only said that about because you're talking about the MVP race, and since it's so close, I feel like you have to start nitpicking. You get what I'm saying? Yep. Like, I wouldn't have did that if we were just talking about the game, but since we mentioned MVP, it's like, okay, yeah, he had good numbers last night, but two things that didn't look good, that bad pick was awful. And like I said, that one play, that was a third of his yards. But like, if we just talking about just from a game perspective, he had a great game, but MVP, you got to start, because you know he's going to a quarterback, so we got to start nitpicking games.
Okay. Talked about Brock Purdy and God fearing, said, send me the link. Hey, is in the actual tweet that I shared the stream and God said, where's the link? Y'all said about Brock Purdy? That motherfucker appeared. I mean, he's been here, but
where's but ain't the Lamar leading right now? Or am I tripping?
I think the media and fans were talking about Lamar. Still think Brock is probably still. Well, it's hard to say Brock, but then even if Brock, I would look at Tua even before Lamar, if I'm not looking at Brock, that's just me. I think Tua been phenomenal too.
You think if Tua and Lamar have like a huge shootout today, like a 35-38 type ball game, even though one of them got to lose, that elevates them two ahead of like Dak and Brock, depending on how Brock game goes today?
Yeah, it's just a, like the perfect strip of chaos would be both of them play phenomenal. Just one of them lose. Like nobody turns the ball over, have any bad plays, like
do like their that Casey job. And what was that? Casey and Rams game a couple years ago was like 48 to like 52 or something like that. Yeah, like a game like
them,
that.
Both of them in that game threw picks. Like they both threw like three. You're right.
Yeah, in the perfect game in chaos, they messed up. Like if somebody mess up, both of them mess up the same, and then you still got to fight for who you think still the MVP now.
So, Alex, this is my question to you: would you put Dak over Brock right now?
Oh man, I'm on camera, so no, and it ain't got nothing to do with my bias against the Cowboys. What? No, I think I gotta go Dak. I don't know. It's hard to see off the top of my head because I haven't watched every single 49ers game, but I do know Brock had that skid whenever Williams went out and I think Debo went out. But the 49ers did put pressure on Dallas. So I'd have to really go back and look, but I think it's close.
Oh, they got out of that, guys. They had
that shows close. he's not the most valuable on his team when you losing components and you're not elevating your squad. You know what I'm saying? Like he needs them around to look like that.
taking that
no, class. Right.
Lamar loses pieces. Lamar done lost a couple running backs.
But a left tackle ain't just a piece, though. I think we glossing over that. Like, a left tackle of his caliber is probably one of, in, as far as importance goes, you could say Trent Williams is probably like, obviously, quarterbacks mean a lot, but besides quarterback, Trent Williams is probably like a top 20 player as far as importance goes.
If like CMC in the NFL. Not there, if CMC is not there, Brock Purdy won't function at all.
Hey, can I ask a question real quick? Because I heard somebody say that you got to elevate your players. So I don't know if y'all remember when Peyton Manning won, I think it was like 2008 with the Colts.
Yep.
You do realize he had four of his players have over 1,000 yards, to all-purpose yards, right? Marvin Harrison,
Edge,
I believe Reggie Wayne.
Yep.
And Reggie. I forget.
Both of mine.
Was a tight end. Was a tight end. He had
44. Who the tight end was, but I mean,
Dallas.
Those are all. Yeah, Dallas Clark, they're all phenomenal players. Yet, Peyton Manning won MVP. So, how can you say that about Brock, but then we don't say the same thing about Peyton Manning?
That's a good question for y'all.
You got a point.
Rebuttal on that.
I saw
Brock go against the MVP. And look like Pee-wee. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, did he go against Lamar? Or did he go against that defense?
Shanahan tried to set that game plan was to we're gonna outdo Lamar, and it didn't happen.
Okay, so did he go against Lamar? Or did he go against that defense?
He went against the defense, obviously.
Okay,
but when they was making traction in that game, it was through CMC, and they stopped going through CMC, the MVP.
And you are correct. But can we also acknowledge the fact that they work off of each other?
CMC can work anywhere, man.
Without Trent, I don't think none of that shit worked. But that's just my opinion.
What was that?
Without Trent, I don't think none of that shit worked. But that's just my opinion.
Hey. Bruh,
at least not that as effective.
There's so many people.
I mean, you're not wrong.
Crazy.
You're not wrong in saying that.
Game manager.
Hey, but the real question is, who's going to be offensive player of the year? Because I think we all agree that a quarterback going to get this MVP. Who y'all think will be the offensive player of the year?
It's going to be CMC. Ooh,
CMC. Or Tyreek.
It's going to be CMC.
Either CMC or Tyreek.
Don't see him see that like 20 touchdowns this year or something?
I still say Lamar before the Niners game. I'm with Lamar now.
All right.
CMC has 21 touchdowns. He has two games to break the 49ers record for 23 touchdowns by Jerry Rice. He's already, I think he's either at or close to 2,000 all-purpose yards.
I hope he breaks that record.
So with that being said, I do think, for me, he would be my top runner for MVP. But if not, then he'll definitely win Offensive Player of the Year.
Hey, how many 2,000 all-purpose yards did he have with the Panthers, Shake? Like two?
One.
He had 1,000 receiving, 1,000 rushing.
Yeah. All right. I thought it was.
Ain't it like only four guys to have that though?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I believe like so. See, anyway, yeah. You can't plug Brock Purdy anywhere. You can't put Brock Purdy.
It's CMC. It's CMC, Saquon, and somebody else.
I think it was Marshall.
Yeah, Marshall.
Marshall
Falk. Did what? Hold on. To do what?
1,000 and 1,000.
1,000.
Oh no, Roger Craig did it first.
Yeah, Roger Craig was the first to do it. I think Marshall. Yeah. Falk,
so that's four, right?
Yeah. Saquon and then CMC. Yeah.
Saquon got 1,000 yards. I know he had 100 catches. I didn't know he had 1,000 yards receiving.
Yeah, I want to say it was the last year with Eli, if I'm not mistaken. I think it's the year. He beat out Baker Mayfield for rookie of the year.
This one had 100 catches that year, not 1,000.
I know where record ain't going to be broken by
somebody. Fact check that for me. But
nobody going to break Eric Dickerson. Nobody breaking Eric Dickerson shit.
Nah, he never had 1,000, bro. He had 91 catches that year. No, okay. He had 720.
And it was year that he was almost close to getting another 2,000, wasn't it?
Yeah,
CMC? Yeah. He had another year.
So he had
two. What do y'all think about Josh Allen as offensive player of the year?
Stop it.
40 total touchdowns. I'm just asking.
Hey,
all personal feelings to the fan base to the side. But like Goff made a great point. McCaffrey, all total yards and his touchdowns, but this fool got four straight seasons of 40 total touchdowns. Is that just normal now?
You don't think the turnovers
his turnovers dilute all that.
Bro,
he got 40 touchdowns to 17 turnovers, I think.
All right. How many total touchdowns does Jalen Hurts have this year?
Oh, he ain't got that many total this year. He down. Let me check for you.
He should be somewhere right around in that number.
He close to it, but I don't think he has as many turnovers as
they close. They close. I know Jalen got about like 15 or 16 total turnovers.
Damn, hold on. I could have got it fast by just going. So I know he got 20 passing. I just got to find this rushing right quick.
Hey,
he got like 15. I know he broke the Cam Newton's
rushing touchdown
by a quarterback.
He got 15. Yeah, so he got 15.
I will say this, though.
And he got as many turnovers as Josh Allen this year, too. So if we put Josh Allen,
he don't got the same. He don't got the same. He less.
Josh Allen really liked that with them turnovers. But look, listen, though. Ahmad, if the Bills get into the playoffs, they're going to push for him to win something, bro. They just can't leave. The media just can't leave this boy alone. He really like the golden child. Like, they're going to have to give him something. I don't know what, but they're going to give him something.
I'm with you. But it's go back to what Sayed is saying. He got 13 rushing touchdowns, Josh Allen. Hurts got 15.
Mm-hmm.
And 27. So he got seven more. So he basically got five more touches by seven more passing, two rushing. It's like Sayed is saying, but what happens if Hurts end up putting up like some scoring as far as his rush passing and he get over 40.
If we put Hurts Josh Allen in that conversation, we got to put Jalen Hurts because they practically the same fucking quarterback.
They're practically the same.
No, but they love like do y'all listen to the games with like the volume with the commentary on? Do y'all hear the way they be talking about Josh Allen? Like he's way up here and Hurts is somewhere like around here. Like I literally listened to Tony Romo talk about how great of a leader he is and all this blah, 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 roller coaster stuff. And literally see Josh Allen, 40 total touchdowns, and the team has 17 turnovers.
Yeah.
No. The team don't got 17 turnovers. Turnovers.
We'll see where Josh Allen isn't when Stephon leaves.
We're going to see it today.
When Dez get up out of there, y'all see what Josh Allen looking like? Like, what did he look like before he got there? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a big.
You think Stephon Diggs is really leaving Buffalo?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, he tied it.
Who gonna pick up that contract?
He leaving Buffalo.
I'm talking about receivers, I just want to say after CeeDee Lamb's great performance yesterday, he's now leading Tyreek by 10 yards before Tyreek play his 15th game or 16th game. I'm sorry. Well, his 15 because he missed the game. He was hurt.
Tyreek missed a game. You know what I'm saying?
Tyreek missed a game. He's still about to have more than CeeDee.
It's still speaking on that.
Hey, about, I don't like the fact that
the one thing that I asked for this year, from these people that saying Mike Evans is a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Oh God!
He's finally doing it.
Ahmad, what are you doing?
He's leading the league in touchdown catches right now.
He sure is. By one.
Hey,
Yeah, he is. He got 13.
Hey, Ahmad. I just want to say, you know, after my boy got into the Ring of Honor finally, I think the color purple curse is finally off Jerry Jones and the Cowboys. Jimmy Johnson finally in the Ring of Honor. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about. Until you do right, Bobby, you know.
The curse is gonna be there till he die, bro.
The fact that Jimmy Johnson was the last one of that team to get in the Ring of Honor, that's petty. Like, I understand they had their personal stuff, but come on, bro. Like,
let me double back before I forget. So here's the thing about that Detroit and Dallas game with the debacle by the 2-point conversion. If the refs announce, which I don't know why they announced number 70. He had been announcing all game, apparently, but this time he didn't even go talk to the ref. You see him chasing late. That was supposed to be the diversion. And apparently the head coach told them they had some up their sleeve, and he told the refs. But anyway, the fact that they announced that number 7 is an eligible receiver is the reason why Buddy was open. So if you're a Detroit Lion fan, you didn't really get cheated if announced that 70 was the eligible receiver, because now the defense is going to count for 70. They're not going to count for 68. Even if, the ref thought that he announced the wrong number. The refs messed up there. But you scored because they clued in on a guy that was supposed to be ineligible. That's why y'all scored. So, I hate to be the bearer of bad news.
So here's another part to that, too. Even if that was the case, he was still covered up on the line of scrimmage by the tight end. So it still wouldn't have mattered. It still wouldn't have mattered anyway. And they can complain all they want to, but it was still a legal formation, regardless of the fact of how you want to look at it.
And it needs to be some type of like balance to where referees have some type of consequences. You know what I'm saying? Like, it needs to be some deduction from the check or something. You know what I'm saying? Like that, that last game versus 49ers, yes. Lamar, the ref tripped Lamar, and then they called intentional grounding. Like, you tripped the man, dog. Like, that, it needed to be a no call. You know what I'm saying?
I need to put you at the 1-yard line. I'm going to put you at the 1.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because they keep saying they're part of the field. But then here's the thing that gets me about, and shout out to B. Lee. Here's what gets me about the refs that I don't like. First of all, you should be able to talk about they criticize their ass like everybody else get criticized. I don't care. Right. Second of all, if you are a part of the field, then I should be able to use you as a pick. I should have flipped running defender into your ass. You're a part of the field. I'm using every blade and grass of the field. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
He said, according to many on ESPN, he was not covered up by the receiver. He was covered up. It's a receiver over there. Now, granted, if the receiver is off the line of scrimmage, then you don't like it. Here's what I think. If he's supposed to have been eligible, it's supposed to have been a tackle eligible play. Overall, right. That's what it's supposed to have been. So, and that's in that instance, that receiver is reporting as being off the line. So you can line up on receiver, but you point, it's just like Kadarius. If you confirm, hey, I'm on, then the ref will be like, okay, but your ass offsides back. What Tony did when he just pointed and gave a thumbs up and then looked forward, he didn't wait for that ref to be like, back your ass up, you offside. You know what I'm saying? But it's supposed to be a tackle eligible play. That's what it was. It's overload. He's the tackle. You have an outside receiver. You still have to be off the line scrimmage. And boom. But since they announced that 70 was the eligible receiver, 68 was unaccounted for. That's why he was wide ass open. That's why y'all scoring the 2-point conversions. I'm sorry. Now, if somebody else would have scored, then I got gripes with you, because he would have been a legal man downfield. I'm with you. But, yeah. That's it. What's up, B. Lee?
What up, baby? Everything y'all saying is right, bro. Like, I was just telling E. Jones over here in the crib.
E. Jones, what's good? Got that little boy.
But yeah, everything y'all saying is right. I can tell you, bro, a lot of times, like when we're on the mics and you talking, like when you're in the referee circles, like you like, yo, what you got? What you got? What you got? You trying to get it in quick, because everybody wants a quick call. Like they don't want you to take your time. Like, mm-hmm. So you like, what you have? Like, what you have? So that was one of those situations where it's like wrong call, but something was bad. And like you said, dude's covered up. We are accounting for 70. 68 did report. We saw that. He did report. Like, it's just like, yeah, you should have backed your ass up. If you had backed your ass up off the line like you were supposed to, you'd have got what you needed.
Who should have backed up?
The receiver, like you said. Like, you like, you know, like you said. Yeah. He had backed up off the line.
But here's the thing. He said illegal touching. So that means it wasn't even about the receivers. They were just saying he wasn't basically a legal man downfield. That's what they thought.
That's what it should have been. Should have been a legal man downfield.
Even like he said, like receiver, they said they declared that the receiver was off. But like you said, like either or, regardless if the receiver was on and off, how they flagged it, it didn't even matter now with the receiver. It was just like they messed up. And they knew they messed up.
Mm-hmm.
They knew they helped Detroit in this, of allowing this guy to be open by saying he's eligible. If you look at that formation as a defender, I'm like, why is Seve eligible? We're going to count for him anyway because he's down here. With that formation, we are as a. I'm just I ain't, and it's not hindsight. With that formation, I'm thinking something up because I'm thinking tackle eligible. But then again, I want to know, Detroit coach told him the refs before the game they had that formation. They was going to do that at some point in the game. And that's some. And during the game, 70 had been reporting as an eligible receiver. So they was setting it up. So the ref seeing that formation thought, oh, they just running this formation again. Not realizing, hey, see, whoever's number was told you he was eligible this time. So that ref had a brain fart. He assumed, oh, this is the formation they've been running all game. He's eligible. No, motherfucker. We going the other way this time. But if you go the other way, I wonder who would have been the read. Because if you say 68 is the eligible receiver, Dallas is now going to account for him. They are. I wonder who they was really trying to get open. I really do. Because I don't think he getting open if you say 68 is the eligible receiver. I don't. They going to maul that motherfucker. Bah! Get your ass up out of here, man.
Or you going to box it, you know, like you're going to box the play, like something. You're definitely going to account for him on the defense if you know he eligible.
Yeah, but why didn't he just kick after he got two penalties, especially the offsides on Micah? Why not just go ahead and kick and play for overtime? Like,
hey, Ahmad, like
a springboard or something? Like, you feel like you get this two-point conversion, you like, yeah, we stuck a ticket.
So I was talking to Coach B, right? And he made up a good point. Now, granted, like I said earlier, somebody maybe fact check it, but I think it didn't matter whether they won or lost. It was only going at best get the number 2 seed and number 3 seed. Now, they could have got the 1 seed with a bunch of help, like, you know, 49ers lose and a bunch of other stuff. But
yeah,
Coach B said it like this. We almost to the playoffs. What if I'm just trying to get my guys out of here healthy? We're going to win this game right here and now, or we're going to lose the game right here and now. Let's just get out of here healthy, because the last thing you want to do, going to overtime, somebody get hurt, and now you only got 2 weeks, you know what I'm saying, to possibly heal up or whatever. And, you know, when you think about it like that, it makes sense. But I think in the heat of the moment, I don't know if he was thinking like that. I'm not a coach, but it makes sense to me.
That makes a lot of sense. Shout out to Coach B for that, because how you just relay what he stated makes me really back off and say, you know what? I respect that right there.
Mm-hmm.
I respect
that.
Yeah.
But nah,
man, yeah. I was calling for him, but he left. So
you definitely got to take that. Oh, by the way, the Bills losing.
Oh,
they lose right now? All right. Damn, yep. It just shit.
It don't take Josh Allen long enough to mess up. But
who they playing today? Let me see.
The Patriots. They favor by 14 and a half, too. Don't let them lose this game. Please don't let them lose this game.
Oh, my God. This type of game Bill will get up for and they win.
That's the golden boy, Ma. You know what I'm saying? The golden boy.
Robert T, what's up, my guy? How you, bro?
Happy holidays to you, man. How you been?
I've been good, man. Zara asked about you. I was like, I'll get him in here for you, Zara. because he, you know, he was talking about the bowl games and stuff. You know, yesterday.
Everybody, you see how they come in with Robert T on there. I came in as the player's rep.
Yeah.
The reason for that. 2024 is gonna be a whole different ball game. All I'm gonna say is Charleston White, 50 Cent, and Ghost. All wrapped up in one. I'm gonna finish this shit. I'm done. Playing games. Tired of acting like anybody done shit I've done. Tired of pretending like at the end of the day, when I say trust the facts that the process of professional development. So when I start saying they've been selling their kids like fucking single Lucy's from Bodega, maybe they understand that shit. Because they're tired of playing games. I don't, this shit has never been done. This is my bottom line. This is my industry. I'm the most powerful man in this fucking industry. And they doing 60-minute interviews on Rich Paul. Because he's LeBron's best friend. Done with this shit. Done with it. So I'm putting that on record. As you know, the record, when I say shit, I'm undefeated. Everything I say is facts. And I'm not apologizing for people's feelings and shit. So if your parlays is fucked up, if you're gambling, -4 is fucked up, it's not my problem. Pay the players, no pay, no play. I'm shut this whole shit down. And when I started this shit, did I not say I was going to do it?
You said it. Okay. You said it. You did exactly what you said. You said
on top of that, I represent the highest rated recruit ever all time since he was 16 years old. You can name every other one recruit you want. Ain't none of them made the money. Ain't none of them did what he did 26 years old. So whether you know him or not, because you don't see him on Pivot.
Let people know who that is. Like, let people know who that is.
It's a whole different level. We ain't here to tell jokes and shit. We here to get 9 figures. Like I said, I was.
Who is it?
It's Rashawn Gary.
Rashawn?
So, okay, good.
Yeah, so everything you see, NIL, that shit is pre-post game. It ain't no NIL. I just told everybody that you signed your rights back over to the NCAA when you first went in. It belonged to you from birth. So when I trademarked his name and his logo in college at the University of Michigan, the first to ever do it in the NCAA, they didn't want them to know that. When they went through a pandemic, it's never been in this country, the history of this country, talking about economics, period, that you come off a pandemic and everybody say, oh, now we want to help the black kids make money in their name, image, and likeness. Simple-minded shit, people fell for the okey-doke because they couldn't stop me from doing what I was doing. So when Ahmad said before, a lot of people don't like to hear about whatever, and then I was talking about Lamar Jackson, Jalen Hurts, and it was kind of be disrespectful to me, like not respecting who I am because they don't see me on fucking one of these goddamn TikTok influencer, whatever. What I've done has never been done. What I say, I mean, and it's going to continue to happen. So like I said, this year right now, the rest of these coaches, a lot of them about to be on their merry way. And the players about to get paid. And they're going to keep skipping bowl games until their risk management is right, until their money is right, because I said so. Like I said before, I don't have to be working directly to make this shit move because I know how to do it. And Ahmad was here since day one, whether it's Baker Mayfield being the number one overall pick or Lamar Jackson, Mama all of a sudden became what he did. I started all this shit. Everything starts and ends with me. And I'm tired of sitting there because you know what it did? It cost me a lot of money for trying to be nice and talk nice about that shit. A lot of people took my kindness for a weakness, disrespecting me in a sense, take the information I give, white and black. So I got no discrimination. I'm running through everybody, white, black, young, old, male, female, straight, transgender, LGBT. Get my way. It cost me money. I'm going to run through your ass for the proper cause to understand. This economic development, this ain't no damn bowl game shit. I've given people the right, the 16 across the country, to actually get paid. So you turn around and go give it to a collective who pimping you out again. It's like going to get a job right now and say, you know what? I'm too stupid to know how to pay taxes, so I'm going to get my mama or my uncle to go ahead and take the money for me. He give it to me. That's the definition of slavery. So when they turn around and say, you don't want to be a slave anymore, you don't want to be a Negro in your house, Negro funeral anymore, say, okay, cool. We're going to do Brown versus Board of Education. We're going to start the NCAA to catch the dudes who want to be educated. We're going to go ahead and start leavenworth for the dudes who don't got legal teams. Then we're going to turn around and say, you know what? You're not a slave. You're a teammate. You're a player. You're a teammate. I'm not a master. I'm your coach. Just do what I say for the best interest of the team, field Negroes. And we still repeating this process all over again off my back. So fuck that. Since nobody want to understand that, I'm going to make mine. That means running over those that I said to move forward, so be it. Because that's how passionate I'm about this shit, because I've been quiet and tight. I'm watching the same people jump up now to my collectors. All they doing is buying the block like any pimp to a prostitute and running kids do the same thing. Don't understand margins, don't understand their brand, don't understand nothing. You don't have marketing without a brand. I build brands. That's called equity. We are now headed back to digital slavery. I told everybody from day one, dumbasses, about NFTs. Am I? Did I not? I know we had this on record.
Yep. Yeah, you talked about 38,
whatever billion dollars later, when we run around greeting fucking digital monkeys of ourselves, talking about we want to be free, we right back in the same shit off my back. So I'm tired of talking. Mm. And the same influencers that said that shit, like Des Bryant, name dropping, dumbass, but they wanted me to start their own show. I am after dropped 12 million, dumbass, because I started the whole podcast about sports business development. Y'all want to listen to Uncle Shay Shay with his 60-year-old ass, what he do with his balls, like it's going to change your life. I'm tired of this shit, man. It's goofy as hell. It's a waste of time. It's another of these, you know, shucking, jiving shit, fucking turnover chain, popcorn chain, no matter what it is, carry a boombox in your back, dance and shit, and all these niggas going to be broke. And like I said before, everybody that y'all talking about, the kid I just developed to get from one point to the next, ain't none of them made more money than him. That's all people understand. They don't want to hear nothing else. So hear that.
That's true.
I represent the only player in the history of sports to come into the world in the sports, his own sports professional agency from start to finish. So he's the highest paid player ever in the history of the Michigan Wolverines on defense. That means every Rock Nation, CAA, Jay-Z, athletes first, fucking Lamar, all of them, none of them had to play on defense, make more money than him. The Green Bay Packers, a franchise location, defensive players all over the world, highest paid defensive player ever. And I'm not an agent. And everybody knows what I am in this industry. So that's my diet chart right now. Because, you know, when you put stuff on this, I wanted to make it known and clear. Since nobody wanted to understand what I'm saying. So the next person to come on in and try to talk like they've been in the rooms that I've been, just be known. Mm-hmm. Ain't I'm going to do you like how they like it. They like it like that. If they call it spicy, I'll be spicy.
Spicy.
And then I've been and going where I'm going. Like I said again, that's his money. I help him develop. I got mines. And I ain't got a fucking talk shit or pretend something. Not. I do high level financial literacy, fucking business development, transition succession planning. The ball hawk, one of the best in the business ever do it. Not Stephen A. fucking shucking Jobin Smith, who wanted to turn and troll Dallas Cowboys fans like he ain't got nothing else better to do. Real context, real shit to change the situation. And people sitting around still on saying, well, how did that happen? Nobody want to say, how did this happen? Because I'm the one that did it. I'm the truest free black man that ever walked this fucking earth. Because I'm the one that said I was going to do it and nothing they can do to stop me. Now I curse, so now that should basically appeal to Czar and the rest of the motherfuckers around there that acting like their parlays mean something to me.
Hey, like Lauryn Hill said, like Lauryn Hill, the great Lauryn Hill said, I add a motherfucker so you ignorant is hear me. So you have to curse for the ignorant folk who don't want to listen to finally start to listen, because that's a trigger for them. You cuss word, they start paying attention. The folks that say, why you cuss? That's why. Because I got to make sure the ignorant folks hear me too. When you articulate yourself, they turn off. Oh, you're talking white. We don't understand you.
Right.
But when you say bitch ass fuck shit, he talking my language. What are you talking about? Damn. I shouldn't turn my ears on. He hooking me right now. And that's what Robert T. Green.
I'll let you know he ain't got nothing on me. Period. Ran around and shit. Sitting and making my work go backwards. That's the point. I ain't do all this shit to fucking be playing games to make entertain people on that holiday vacation. I did this shit because it needed to be done. Because we killing ourselves as athletes and nobody want to talk about suicide because it's the same coaches, the same mamas, the same girlfriends, the same fucking people in the industry that drive us to kill ourselves. Nobody want to announce that shit, but they want to do hashtags and shit. So the same Ben Crump's out there, you ain't did shit. I started the Iowa shit, racism and bullying, the only school in this country, racism and bullying, a settlement, $4.2 million. I'm the PR and the media relations. It was no Dr. Larry Nassar settlement in Michigan for $550 million. There was no fucking Dr. Richard Anderson and $490 million in Michigan until I did what I did. With no support from no black people, no support from no white people, no support from ESPN. I did that shit off my Facebook page by myself. And the same people that I represented still fucked me over. Ungrateful motherfuckers. Us.
Mm.
I could have spent my time doing shit different. So I wanted to be known now. Because at the end of the day, I should be a billionaire for what I did and done. I did it for the right reasons, but I didn't do it for the right people. But I didn't know that then, but I know it now. Mm. So the reality, my message to everybody is shit, learn, grow, acknowledge who you are first and foremost, and move that forward. Do not believe for one second that someone can see you grow without it basically benefiting them. And at the end of the day, is it right and the wrong thing to do? But what I put into this, as long as I put into it, what I had to go through, death threats and all this other shit, and watch people just basically disregard because they don't see me on some fucking TikTok shit. I'm giving you information to change your life and your children's life. NIL people running around talking about collective this, collective that. You don't even understand the contract, much less you signing this shit. They literally pimping people. The worst day that you ever talk about Jeffrey Epstein's fucking book client list. The biggest fucking thing every year in America that slave trade reincarnated is the national signing day. Because niggas don't know what they signing and where they going and what they doing it for. Meanwhile, people behind them when they sign it getting paid 6 and 7 figures off their decision. They don't even have any control over because their little boot fuck motherfucking AUU coach is telling you I'm the plug. I ain't walking that path no more. You stand next to me, I catch you slipping. I'm gonna address you and your kind, and I mean white, black, young, old, right then and there. And if you still decide to walk with that dude, I'm gonna tell you how your future's gonna end up. Right there in front of your face and your mama's. So y'all can do it. Trust in the process. Done with the shit.
Trust, man, the facts, not the process. Trust the facts.
So Zara,
you always said that.
You let Zara let know I'm gonna like fire his ass up. You say something stupid, I'm gonna put Zara right where he's supposed to be. In the comedy lane. In the comedy and that's why I got off doing this, as I said to you before. But like you said, people don't want to hear stuff we want to elevate them. So that's fine. So I'm in it for me now. I'm telling you flat out. That's why I didn't come here pre-post game to my company. I didn't come here as RG Sports, the company. I came in as a player's rep. That dude in that helmet and in that suit is what I do. I built this shit. And that shit right there scared the hell out of people in this industry. Because it was nobody saying pay to play is no pay, no play but me. It was nobody saying skipping the bowl game but me. It was nobody saying that, like I said, the players, their voices will be heard but me. And now everybody want, like I said again, talk about it. Don't even know where this shit start. It is me. And it's going to end with me. Because like I said, this year, there's a few other people on both sides. Collectives, sports agents, all y'all favorite fucking Nicole Lenz and David Mulligan. See, I'm saying names. Rosenhouses, white and black, male and female. It's a reason why 80% of us go broke. It's a reason why I didn't become an agent. It's a reason why people talk about what happened with Russell Wilson and Sean Payton and all them other people. That shit ain't happening over here. You see Rashawn Gary, any type of hit and run, crash and shit, where I run around calling Nick Saban a goat? Seeing anybody, him drinking and driving and shit? The man, listen, let me explain something again. Facts. In this history of this country, there's about 100 players that's made a significant amount of money. So overall money contract signed in the NFL. Rashawn Gary's number 40 right now. Number 40. I'm not an agent, like I said again before. But this is significant to be number 40 overall in a non-quarterback. Because out of those 40, he's the only player in NFL history that signed a $100 million deal, not only coming off ACL last year, tear, but never made a Pro Bowl. He don't even have 10 sacks yet. He only started 2 years in the Green Bay Packers, and he's the highest paid player in the history of their franchise. That's because he's a fucking professional. He was taught to be since 16 years old. And so everybody wants to don't understand that shit. Like I said, all them other agents out there, when y'all run up with AJ Brown, oh, look at the deal he got. That mother got a $30 million salary cap hit next year, 2025. He ain't getting it. So y'all keep sucking off Tory Daniel. And because he's a black, he works for CAA. They ain't black. I built pre-post game. I onboarded Rashawn Gary Sports. I built the brand, the pre-post game and players rep. And everything underneath that, what I said is what I started. All this is my history. It ain't black history. It's American history. Economic wealth. Generational wealth. And we still ain't taking it. So fuck it. I'm going to take it. I'm going to put more time into me than everybody else. Because ain't nobody else on that side can do what I do. All of them combined. What they can do is take a bag that I should have and throw it at you and pimp your ass out. And write little contracts and make it spin around a circle. Tell you get $100,000 and send you the car dealership and give you overcharge the vehicle. Then take your money back from you. Then send you to the jeweler and shit everybody's showing on TikTok. While you got players running around out there say, oh, my jeweler, you ain't got no fucking jeweler. Matter of fact, a great friend of mine owns a jewelry store and he happens to be black. Ain't nobody in here know no black jewelry owner. I know this for a fact too. So we talking about what value is, and mineral is an asset over liabilities, DR standards. Talk that shit, and your best player ain't got no insurance. But when I talk about disability insurance, go back in the day, how that shit started, I was the forefront of that shit too. Loss of value is called LOV, PTD, permanent disability. If you can't walk and can't talk anymore. So when y'all saw Elijah Moore scribbling around the other last night, talking about prayers up, go check to see what his fucking agent and see if he's insured. Because if not, there'll be another one doing the same thing while they over there going to get their drink on and making it rain and shit. You'll see. You'll see. Like I said, because when you can't play anymore, they're going to be running around them same agents answering their phone call. They say mamas ain't floating around talking about they mamas are the NFL players. Then they're going to call my phone. That's how I got into this business. They ain't calling my phone no more. That shit disconnected. If I call you, that's because I see something in you.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get you there. If you call me and you don't meet my threshold, I don't give a shit you like it or not. I'm going to leave you where you stand like they did me. The difference is I'm going to keep it moving because I have more into it in me, like you, ball hawk, than my athletic ability.
Mm-hmm.
It's 85% of players in all the sports across the board. Your boy Ja Morant fucking still throwing up gun signs. Talking about he's staying with the same friend. Well, guess what, Ja? Give him what he wants. Put his little ass in jail and let him know what's going to happen to him. And tell his boys I said so. Because the reality is I got a card over there that says police commissioner. I could play. I walk the walk. I talk the talk. So I can go certain places and do.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.